Matt Swift here with the Mint City Soccer Show. Charlotte FC are on the road again. We are heading up to Nashville, my friends. Sorry about that. We are on the road again. We are wrapping up a three-game road trip against division rivals, Nashville SC. Three games in, we are 1-1-1, coming off a heartbreaking loss against Toronto. As for our division opponent, they have yet to lose this season. They also haven't won yet this season. They have three draws. The first one was against the Red Bulls, 0-0 draw there. The next one was a 1-1 draw against Colorado, which took, I believe, like a 90-minute PK to eke out a point there. And their last draw was 2-2 against the LA Galaxy. Nashville have been pretty busy in 2024. Not only have they played three MLS games, they've also played three CONCACAF Champions Cup games, which they just had a game last night against Inter Miami, which they lost 3-1, knocking Nashville out of the tournament. So what can we maybe expect for Saturday? Well, I'm hoping for some tired legs. Like I said, they just played last night against Miami. They had to travel, playing in that humid Miami, aka Fort Lauderdale weather. So all these games that they've had to play, I'm hoping for this weekend, we see some very, very tired legs. They do have Haini Mukhtar back, which will bolster their offense. He didn't look great last night, but it's somebody that we're definitely going to have to keep an eye out on. It's someone that when he gets the ball, we have to shut him down immediately. We can't allow him, just like last game, to get the ball, dribble 20 yards, take a shot, make a play. It's someone that you have to constantly get in his face, harass, foul, and make sure that he's not going to be that playmaker. Nashville will be missing defender Walker Zimmerman, which is great news for us, but I've got to admit, Nashville looked pretty dreadful on defense last night against Miami. They were really having a hard time picking up runners through the middle, watching players off the ball. They were just really struggling. And I think that is an area that we can absolutely exploit. We need players like Dehaere. We need Westwood getting in good pockets of space to get the ball, picking their head up quickly, and picking out our strikers and wingers. And we need lots of movement off the ball. Speaking of strikers, it looks like Enzo Copetti will not be available this weekend. I guess he picked up a knock. I'm not going to comment on some of the other stuff that I've heard about. I'm just going to stick to the fact that he's not going to be available this game, which is a big opportunity for big Patrick Aguemain to come into the lineup and make an impact, use his height, use his frame. But as I mentioned, it's going to be crucial for Westwood and Dehaere to get him the ball in good, dangerous places. Also, set pieces, corners, crosses. Got to use his height. Hopefully, when we launch these balls for this game, Patrick can use his height, his frame, bring the ball down, turn on defenders, and make a play. We are still missing some players. Brandon Cambridge is still out. Brant Bronico, Tiger Smalls, and Ben Bender were training, but they were training away from the first team. So it's going to be a little bit longer for those three guys to get back into the squad. We did see DeBril Diani at training. He is training with the first team. We could see him on the bench this weekend, which is a huge boost to this team. Like I said on the podcast earlier in the week, it gives us a different dynamic as far as subs are concerned. What I would like to see is us be leading this game, and then we put in Diani maybe for Dehaere. We move Westwood up and play Diani and Orso back in behind Westwood to give us a little more defensive cover. But I love that he's going to be in the squad. I love that he's training. And like I said, it's just going to give us another dimension and a crucial sub option. I need three players to really step up this game, and that is Dehaere, Vargas, and Tavares. These three guys are going to be absolutely crucial this Saturday. They've got to step up. They've got to create chances. They've got to beat people off the dribble, and they have to serve really good balls into Patrick Aguemain. Got to use his height. Got to be dangerous this game. We've got to move well off the ball. But honestly, I feel pretty good about this game. I think Nashville's tired legs are going to come into play. I think if we really press them hard and fast that first half, The second half, they're going to be gassed. So I am really looking forward in that second half, us getting a goal. I think we win 1-0. I bet on FanDuel that we're going to win 1-0. So I really would like to win some money on that. So let me know what you guys think. Looking forward to the trip to Nashville. Probably going to do a soccer and coffee there. We'll do lots of content while we're there. So see you guys later.